There's a new look ahead at the state of cybersecurity for next year.
The reports by Experian, one of the top three credit reporting agencies, itself having been hacked in 2015. Chief Michael Bremer says next year, biometrics, the systems that allow employees to log into work from remote locations, could be hacked, plus gaming and cloud hacking. He says when shopping,
make it a low credit limit credit card or a throwaway card. Don't use your one that is connected to your bank account, let alone don't use a debit card.
Also, don't shop on an unsecure website. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Police in Israel are now recommending for the third time bribery charges against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He's accused of giving regulatory benefits to a telecom giant for positive press coverage. Amazon is testing out ways to expand its system for stores without cashiers to bigger stores. The Wall Street Journal says the system is already being used in smaller stores in several cities. Emily Rao, ABC News.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, cloudy skies, mid to upper 20s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies, mid to upper teens. Winds will be from the northwest at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, a little bit warmer temperatures in the lower 30s. For Tuesday night, partly cloudy in the upper teens. As into Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies, warmer temperatures 40, and Wednesday night, chance of rain and snow. Right now, it's 27.
Boss Motors in Marysville, proudly serving as your Ford dealer for 80 years. Built tough Ford trucks and cars with innovative design, technology, safety, and performance. Ford offers what customers want most, plus service after the sale. Pre-owned units available too. At Boss Motors, downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Monday. Longtime Kansas State football coach Bill Snyder announced his retirement yesterday as the head football coach at Kansas State. The winningest coach in the history of K-State football with a 215-117-1 record, Snyder will transition to a special ambassador role for the university as stated in his current employment agreement. In all, Snyder led K-State to 19 of the school's 21 all-time bowl appearances, won two conference titles, and achieved two number one national rankings. The annual Kansas Cattle Drive in Reno County moving to Pretty Prairie next year. The drive, which draws thousands of people, will be held the 16th of February. Hutch News reports it'll be the fourth annual Kansas Cattle Drive in the county and the first one to be held outside of Bueller. Kansas News. On the Mid-America Network.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 6th through 8th at the River Spirit Expo. View all the latest farm equipment and services from more than 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron and test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Be sure to participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and park. Free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
At Starseed, we're dedicated to providing our customers premium quality products and the sudden service they deserve. We've offered a diverse lineup of high-yielding seed for decades. We pride ourselves on flexibility, promptness, and superior products. Starseed is the one stop for all of your seed needs. Don't forget to ask about our custom blend packages. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
A Nebraska man died Friday night after he lost control of the semi-truck he was driving in Clark County. The Kansas Highway Patrol says the crash happened shortly before 7:30 on U.S. Highway 83 around mile marker number 12. 52-year-old Michael Burton of Nebraska northbound on U.S. Highway 83 when he went left of center and drove into a ditch. The semi then rolled, according to the patrol, landing on the passenger side. KWCH-TV reports Burton was pronounced deceased at the scene, and the patrol says no one else was hurt in the accident. A massive fire at a plastics manufacturing plant in Quinter yesterday sent thick black smoke into the air. The Gove County Emergency Management says the fire started Sunday at Formation Plastics. Officials say no employees were working when the fire broke out. The cause is unknown, and KWCH-TV reports more information is expected to be released today. Kansas News. On the Mid-America Network, I'm Rick Everett.
Most insurance ads end at competitive rates. as if that's all that matters. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn Green of Hanover and Marysville, that's just where we begin. When it comes to insuring your home, car, camper, or boat, we offer you personalized advice and service, along with a choice of companies to fit your needs. And yes, competitive rates too. When you need insurance, contact Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A Nebraska man died Friday night after he lost control of the semi-truck he was driving in Clark County, Kansas. The Kansas Highway Patrol says the crash happened shortly before 7:30 on U.S. Highway 183 around mile marker 12. 52-year-old Michael Burton of Osceola, Nebraska, was northbound on U.S. Highway 183 when he went left of center and drove into a ditch. The semi rolled, landing on its passenger side. KWCH-TV reports Michael Burton was pronounced deceased at the scene. The patrol says no one else was injured in the accident. Nebraska's largest utility encouraging homeowners to use LED Christmas lights this year because they will use less energy. The Nebraska Public Power District says LED lights can use 99% less energy and last significantly longer than traditional incandescent bulbs. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
And one thing you don't want associated with your harvest this year is downtime. Did you know MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 can take care of all harvest-related equipment? Combines, tractors, grain carts, and all machinery associated with your successful harvest this year. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge also has on-the-farm emergency service. Roll your harvest worry-free with MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas, 800-835-0069.
At Star Seed, we realize every farmer and rancher has a passion for conservation, which is why we offer conservation seeds. This season, let Star Seed assist with your CRP, buffers, waterways, roadside projects, and any wildlife project you have in mind. Star Seed works closely with landowners, dealers, and government agencies to ensure the best quality seed for all of your conservation needs. Call Star Seed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday and discussed the possibility of a new shop in Frankfort with a public works coordinator. The landfill was closed Thursday as new overhead doors were installed. Steve Wood of Marysville asked if the board had considered term limits for commissioners and offering the sworn officers KPNF retirement benefits rather than CAPERS. The county clerk will look into that option. Steve Butler of Marysville met with the board expressing opposition to Community Memorial Healthcare's request for a county sales tax. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday. Some public comment regarding the road crews not going out Sunday after a snowstorm were dismissed, allowing the judgment call of the road and bridge supervisor. A public hearing was set for 10 a.m. December 10th to consider a request for construction of an anhydrous ammonia storage and retail facility for Central Valley Ag at the same location as present. The county attorney advised that no approval was required from landowners, but they will be sent notice of the public hearing. The board voted to enter a consent agreement acknowledging violation of the Kansas Open Meetings Act on July 9th, and potential pay raises were discussed before adjournment. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last Monday approved a resolution declaring a local disaster with last weekend's snowstorm. Commissioners spoke by phone with representatives of a Soldier Creek wind farm regarding payment in lieu of taxes, setback requirements, road use, and decommissioning agreement drafts. They spoke with the county attorney about NextEra Energy Resources expanding the wind energy district established in 2016 that was granted a lifetime tax exemption by resolution. Consensus was to keep Todd Swart under employment through year-end as emergency management director in the case of a disaster until a replacement is hired. Helen H. Kniestedt, age 97, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Helen Kniestedt. Norman R. Osowski, age 80, of Blue Springs,
passed away on Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Laughlinovit Funeral in Wymore. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. At the Laughlinovit Funeral in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Norman Osowski. Fred W. Mann, age 89, of Waterville, passed away November 18th. A gathering of friends and family will be held next Saturday, December 8th. Friends are encouraged to stop by between 1 and 4. A celebration of life will begin at 2 at the Community Center in Waterville on Saturday, December the 8th. Terry Christie, Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Fred Mann. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, green pepper casserole, rice, muffin, peas and carrots, and peaches. Tomorrow, chicken cordon bleu, baked potato, a muffin, garden blend, and berry bliss. No school for Marysville USD 364, Professional Development Day today. Marysville Junior High Girls Basketball Team will host Concordia Middle School this afternoon. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Stagenborg is doing jewelry repair. Over 20 years experience with all types of jewelry. And he'll replace watch batteries. He's in back of the former Ackerman Jewelers, 821 Center across from the Astro Theater, and open Mondays from 2 until 7 p.m. Frank's Jewelry Repair, 562-8047, open Mondays 2 until 7.
The Marshall County Arts Cooperative invites you to see Contouche, the premier men's vocal ensemble in the United States, perform Lessons and Carols of Our Time, Wednesday, December 5th, at the Marysville High School Auditorium at 7 o'clock. Tickets are $10 in advance or $15 at the door. Visit mcactickets.com for more information.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, it looks like we're going to see quiet weather over the next several days, but it looks like continuing to see cloudy skies as we head through the day and into tonight and most of tomorrow. Otherwise, it looks like our next chance of precipitation will be Wednesday night as another system, just a small system, moves through the area. So looking at the forecast for today, mostly cloudy skies, mid to upper 20s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies, 16. Winds will be from the northwest at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, we'll continue with cloudy skies, lower 30s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. For Tuesday night, mostly cloudy in the upper teens. As into Wednesday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, warmer temperatures around 40. Wednesday night, chance of rain and snow in the lower 20s. As into Thursday, partly sunny skies, much cooler temperatures. Will see highs only at 26 degrees. And that's a look at your local forecast. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early December 46, the average low 26. Sunset this evening at 5, sunrise in the morning at 7:25. Overcast, 24 degrees. Winds are light, favoring the northwest this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 3rd of December. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's time to get your home ready for the holidays with Shear Quality Furniture in Beatrice. Shop new dining sets for family dinners, living room sets for watching the big game, and bedroom sets for relaxing. Shear Quality Furniture offers financing in-store and is now open from noon to 4 on Sundays through Christmas. Now, doesn't someone you know want a recliner for Christmas?
Third time's the charm for the Chargers and a coaching change for the Packers. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Kicker Michael Badgley gave the Chargers a 33-30 win over the Steelers as time expired.
And this one is up and through. It is good. The Chargers win. Michael Badgley from 29 yards, even though the Steelers were offsides again.
On KFI, that was Badgley's third time attempting the kick. The Steelers jumped offsides during each attempt. The Texans win their 10th straight game, this win coming against the Browns.
Deshaun with a mini boot. Looking, firing right side of the end zone, and got a man, Jordan Thomas, touchdown.
On Sports Radio 610, Texans take it 29-13. And the Packers have fired head coach Mike McCarthy after a home loss to the Cardinals. McCarthy was with the team 13 seasons, leading them to one Super Bowl. Former Dolphins coach Joe Philbin was named the interim coach. This is ABC Sports. The selections are in for the college football playoff.
College football's fifth year of national playoff features Clemson against Notre Dame in the Cotton Bowl and Coach Lincoln Riley in four-seed Oklahoma meeting number one Alabama in the Orange Bowl.
Certainly wanted to be in this playoff and feeling like we have a team that's worthy of it.
Sooners edging Georgia and Ohio State for that final spot. Those semifinal bowls are December 29th. The national championship game is January 7th in Santa Clara, California. Joey Waller, ABC Sports.
To the NBA, the Spurs took down the Trailblazers 131-118.
Couple of dribbles outside the arc, and now he'll take him into the paint. Turnaround jumper off the glass is good for DeMar DeRozan.
On WOAI, DeRozan scored a season-high 36 points. The Blazers have now lost five of their last six. The Lakers came from behind to blow out the Suns 120-96.
Kuzma and LeBron, look out, two-handed dunk.
On ESPN LA, Kyle Kuzma led the team with 23 points. LeBron James chipped in 22. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
High school basketball action Friday. In girls' play, Sabetha took Marysville 60-32. Wabunsee over Axtell 54-37. Clifton Clyde down Washington County 42-36. Nemahal Central girls over Centralia 57-35. Frankfort over Pawnee City 56-16. Riley County down Valley Heights girls 58-36. Wetmore over Lynn 52-34. Dillard O'Dell beat HTRS 45-40. And Southern over Palmyra 44-18. Boys action Friday, Sabetha beat Marysville 77-50. Axtell over Wabunsee 64-63. Washington County took Clifton Clyde 57-45. Nemahal Central beat Centralia 67-36. Frankfort boys over Pawnee City 63-53. Raleigh County down Valley Heights 63-23. Wetmore topped Lynn 42-37. Dillard O'Dell beat HTRS 38-34. Bishop Seabury over Hanover 63-56. And Southern took Palmyra 52-48. Marysville wrestlers capture the Mission Valley Invitational, their first tournament of the season Saturday, with 243 points, finishing 117 points ahead of the second-place team. Fourth place finish to Barton and Craig. Runner-up finish to Novotna, Snellings, Raver, and Lindhorst. Championships to Crownover, Cromie, Bakken, Ackerman, Slupionic, and Shampoo. Tuesday night basketball tip-off, Valley Heights entertains Marysville. Girls and boys action, live on KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, streaming on our website at KNDYradio.com and our mobile app as well.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. An agreement in principle on the Farm Bill brings the legislation closer to completion, with hopes remaining that Congress will finish the bill this year. So-called Big Four of the Conference Committee announcing the agreement. Leaders of the Farm Bill Conference Committee, Senators Pat Roberts and Debbie Stabenow, and Representatives Mike Conaway and Colin Peterson now wait for cost estimates from the Congressional Budget Office, along with some finalizing language. Before the bill is completed, the conference report must be finalized, and both chambers of Congress must pass the bill by the end of the year. Both the House and Senate plan to adjourn, though, in mid-December, wrapping up a pretty busy lame duck. Now, the bill is not expected to include those strict work requirements under the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. And lawmakers also confirmed that the requested last-hour changes to the forestry title by the Trump administration will not be included as well. But Stabenow suggested those measures be considered outside the Farm Bill during the lame duck. The long-awaited meeting between President Trump and China's President Xi Jinping this weekend brings hope of eased trade tensions between the two nations. The two leaders will meet on the sidelines of the G20 in Argentina tomorrow as agriculture and other sectors hope the two reach a ceasefire in the trade war. Such a truce could at least delay the escalation of the trade conflict. The Trump administration argues any progress would be the result of the pressure Trump has placed on China, being the $250 billion in tariffs and the threat of more to come. China had retaliated by targeting U.S. agriculture, and China is missing allies for the talks. Larry Kudlow of the Trump National Economic Council said the rest of the world agrees with us regarding those China trade practices. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. American drivers have driven another billion miles, totaling 6 billion now, on E15, a fuel with 15% biofuel that's approved for all 2001 and newer vehicles. Growth Energy Vice President of Market Development Mike O'Brien says that milestone shows proof consumers want E15.
Consumers have driven more than 6 billion miles on E15, and what that demonstrates is that consumers are finding that it's a smart choice for their engine performance, cleans up the air a little bit, as well as they can frequently find it at a better value than other grades of fuel. And so they just keep coming back and they keep buying more and the miles keep going up.
That milestone comes as President Trump recently vowed to move forward with plans to make E15 available year-round throughout the United States. O'Brien says allowing year-round sales of E15 blends allows for consumers to enjoy the fuel more.
This 6 billion miles is proof that consumers want the product, and they want to be able to use it regardless of the time of year. And so receiving that RVP relief for the product in the summertime will just aid with consumer adoption of the product as we go forward.
And he says E15 is a win for farmers suffering through a depressed economy.
Looking at long-term projections, we see the number of sites continue to grow that offer E15. The sites that offer E15 are very high volume sites across the United States in terms of gasoline, and we've seen the number of sites quadruple over the last several years, and so we anticipate that growth rate to continue, and especially when RVP is eliminated. So that means more demand for ethanol and more demand for the corn grown in the United States as well.
O'Brien says E15 is becoming easier to find as well. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
At Starseed, we're dedicated to providing our customers premium quality products and the sudden service they deserve. We've offered a diverse lineup of high-yielding seed for decades. We pride ourselves on flexibility, promptness, and superior products. Starseed is the one stop for all of your seed needs. Don't forget to ask about our custom blend packages. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. Round two of the tariff aid payments are expected to be coming from Uncle Sam to American farmers in the coming months. But one group of farmers says the payments are not enough to cover the damage from the trade war. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
In the next week or two, the USDA is expected to announce the specifics of the second wave of the Market Facilitation Program, the MFP payments, or more commonly called the Trade Tariff Payments or the Trade Damage Payments. Those payments are to be issued to farmers who have been negatively impacted by the ongoing trade war with China. It's estimated the second round will be similar to the first round, which was a penny per bushel for corn and $1.65 a bushel for soybeans. That penny a bushel for corn is not enough, according to Lynn Crisp. He's the president of the National Corn Growers Association. He sent a letter to Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue.
Just letting him know that our producer members of the National Corn Growers Association are still in a situation where we're extremely disappointed over the announcement of the 1 cent for corn allocation on the market facilitation program. As producers are wrapping up harvest here then and taking an assessment of the general farm economy, which is not good, then they are still shaking their heads at the 1 cent declaration for that payment.
In fact, calculations by the corn growers shows that that penny per bushel, actually it's a half a penny paid in two installments, doesn't even come close to what the damage has been.
USDA was making that payment in two tranches, and so the half cent then was the advance, and there will be another one potentially announced in December for the second half cent. But the National Corn Growers Association had commissioned a study as to what the amount of the trade disruptions actually meant to the market, and that calculation came back at 44 cents, which is a whole lot more believable in the whole situation, given what kind of reaction that we have seen in the market through the summertime and this fall.
And President Lynn Crisp of the National Corn Growers Association also had a request to Secretary Perdue about ethanol and DDGs. More about that tomorrow. Back after this.
It's Ladies' Night at Landmark Implement Monday from 4 to 7 p.m. It's a night to shop for all the John Deere fans on your Christmas list and enjoy snacks and refreshments. Get discounts on John Deere toys, games, and clothing. Just head west to Marysville a few miles on Highway 36 to get to Ladies' Night on Monday or visit them online at landmarkimp.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Could be a flurry or two in the air this morning. Cloudy overcast, 24 degrees. Winds are light, favoring the northwest. Won't see a lot of change temperature-wise today, holding in the middle to upper 20s.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Monday. Patrick Mahomes threw four touchdown passes to join Peyton Manning and Tom Brady as the only quarterbacks to reach the 40-touchdown mark through 12 games. The Kansas City Chiefs won their first game since releasing star running back Kareem Hunt by beating the Oakland Raiders 40-33 yesterday. Spencer Ware replaced Hunt as starter and scored on a direct snap on fourth and goal from the 1 yard line in the third quarter. Mahomes did most of the rest of the damage against the Raiders with his arm. It's official, Bill Snyder is retiring as the coach of Kansas State, ending a three-decade relationship that included 27 years on the sideline, interrupted only by a prior brief retirement. The 79-year-old coach has been considering his future since the Wildcats finished a 5-7 season with a disheartening loss to Iowa State. Mid-America Network Sports.
MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, America is the largest full-service truck center between Wichita and Salina in central Kansas. Truckers in the know already know, and ag people from miles around know they can turn to MJ's Truck Repair for repair and parts for their tractors, combines, and hay equipment. You construction types, listen up. Skid steers, backhoes, forklifts, bulldozers, and payloaders, MJ's of Mound Ridge is also your construction equipment parts and repair headquarters. Find MJ's on the web at mjstruckrepair.com.
At Starseed, we realize every farmer and rancher has a passion for conservation, which is why we offer conservation seeds. This season, let Starseed assist with your CRP, buffers, waterways, roadside projects, and any wildlife project you have in mind. Starseed works closely with landowners, dealers, and government agencies to ensure the best quality seed for all of your conservation needs. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Chiefs running back Kareem Hunt has acknowledged misleading the Chiefs about his role in a February assault in a Cleveland hotel that ultimately led to his release last week. During a live interview with ESPN, the NFL's reigning rushing champion also said that league officials never spoke to him about the incident while conducting their own investigation. Hunt was released by the Chiefs on Friday. Round ball action from the weekend. It was the Marquette Golden Eagles over the K-State Wildcats, 83-71. The KU Jayhawks were victorious over Stanford Cardinal by an overtime score of 90-84. And the Wichita State Shockers defeated the Baylor Bears on Saturday, 71-63. The Jayhawks back in action tomorrow night as they'll take on the Wolford College Terriers at 6 o'clock. The Wildcats play the Tulsa Golden Hurricanes, and the Shockers play the Sooners, both those games on Saturday. Mid-America Network Sports.
Sabetha Blue Jays ruled the home court in their season opener hosting Marysville in basketball action Friday. Sabetha girls defeat Marysville 60-32. Blue Jays jumping to a 12-point first-half lead. Hillary Krebs led scoring with 15 points on five trays. 12 Lady Blue Jays scored in the contest. Marysville was led by Nicole Franco and Sammy Bartles with 10 apiece. Lady Bulldogs fall to 1-1. Sabetha 60, Marysville 32. Sabetha boys in their season opener looked in mid-season form, defeating Marysville 77-50. Jumping to a 15-point halftime lead, Jacob Backus with 11 third-quarter points fought Marysville back within seven. But then Sabetha opened the gates and never gave up. 77-50, the final, as all five Sabetha starters were in double figures, led by Ryan Stapleton with 17, Jesse Berger, Joseph Gruber, 12 apiece, Brayton Cox and Gabe Garber, 11 each. Marysville led in scoring by Jacob Backus. He fouled out with 2:10 to play, scored 17, including those 11 points in the third quarter comeback effort. So that's a 77, Marysville 50. Marysville tipping off at Valley Heights Tuesday, back at home Friday hosting Clay Setter. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Fierkin.
High school basketball action Friday. In girls' play, Sabetha took Marysville 60-32. Wamuncie over Axtell 54-37. Clifton Clyde down Washington County 42-36. Nemahal Central girls over Centralia 57-35. Frankfort over Pawnee City 56-16. Riley County down Valley Heights girls 58-36. Wetmore over Lynn 52-34. Dillard O'Dell beat HTRS 45-40. And Southern over Palmyra 44-18. Boys action Friday, Sabetha beat Marysville 77-50. Axtell over Wabunsee 64-63. Washington County took Clifton Clyde 57-45. Nemahal Central beat Centralia 67-36. Frankfort boys over Pawnee City 63-53. Raleigh County down Valley Heights 63-23. Wetmore topped Lynn 42-37. Dillard O'Dell beat HTRS 38-34. Bishop Seabury over Hanover 63-56. And Southern took Palmyra 52-48. Marysville wrestlers captured the Mission Valley Invitational, their first tournament of the season Saturday, with 243 points, finishing 117 points ahead of a second-place team. Fourth-place finish to Martin and Craig. Runner-up finish to Novotna, Snellings, Raver, and Lindhorst. Championships to Crownover, Cromie, Bakken, Ackerman, Slupionic, and Shampoo. Tuesday night basketball tip-off, Valley Heights entertains Marysville. Girls and boys action, live on KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, streaming on our website at KNDYradio.com and our mobile app as well.
The Goddess of Love and the Hunters steal the show in December's Nighttime Sky. We will point out the month's stargazing highlight on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, December 3rd, the 337th day of the year. Actress Daryl Hannah shares a birthday with musician Ozzy Osbourne, and the state of Illinois celebrates its bicentennial. It joined the Union on this day 200 years ago. Stargazers have certainly noticed winter's most recognizable constellation has crept back up the southern horizon. Orion the Hunter, with his trademark belt, is now prominent in the evening sky. Mars has also been gaining elevation this fall and easily viewable at nightfall. But the most jaw-dropping sight is in the pre-dawn sky. Venus sparkles as it rises in the east, glowing brightly enough to cast a shadow. You might also spy Jupiter and Mercury.